I'd love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's gonna be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life.
We gotta stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's time for the big reveal.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas. Good. But why not us? Why not a major disaster declaration for us here in West Virginia, here in the Northern Panhandle, here in Ohio County, after the flash flood tragedies? My goodness gracious, why not us? I asked Lou Vargo to join us. He is the director of Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency. I screwed that up already, Lou. I'm sorry. This is no way to start an interview. No way to start an interview at all. Anyway, Lou Vargo, thank you so much again for joining us. Please give our listeners the very latest here. What is going on? What is happening with rescue, recovery, and everything else connected with this horrible tragedy?
Well, as you know, Dimitri, as we talked, we're still in recovery phase. There's still a lot of damage out in Tridelphia. I did a recon of all the U.S. 40 from Elm Grove all the way out to Valley Grove, all the runs. Over the weekend, there's been more debris put on there, out on the streets. You know, the question was, do we bring the National Guard in? But I talked to the Department of Highways in Ohio County. They have some extra crews coming in. And in collaboration with both mayors, our county administrator, we decided that based on highway saying with their crews, they could get all the debris that's now on Route 40 just by their crews. We made the decision that the guard was unnecessary. So all the debris removal this week is going to be done by the great folks at the Ohio County Division of Highways. They brought in extra crews. They've worked nonstop with the guard and getting that debris out. So, you know, there's still going to be more debris coming. And now as people have contractors coming in for restoration, we're removing drywall and things. We know there's going to be more debris. But if it ever comes, I talked to Colonel Justice last night. If it gets to the point that Highway says, hey, it's more than we can handle, the guard will be re-employed. Immediately. So they have crews available to us. But right now, Highways is going to take care of all the debris removal.
When? How long will this take now?
To remove the debris?
Yeah.
Well, I think a day or so. I mean, there's some big piles, but, talking to Sam Zavasky, the former superintendent of Ohio County Highways, he thinks, his crew could get it today or tomorrow at the latest.
All right. Lou, let me ask you this. The terrible tragedy in Texas, Kerr County, almost immediately President Trump issued a major disaster declaration, as it should be. Horrible, horrible tragedy. But we have had our own horrible tragedy right here in Ohio County, and still no major disaster declaration as of this morning. First, has anything changed? And if not, then why is there still no major disaster declaration for us when the feds could give it to Texas just like that?
Well, I really don't have a great answer for that. My intention today is talking to our senators. And first, I'm going to go talk with the governor or at least his office to see if there has been any updates, if he's received any information from FEMA Region 3 on the status of that. But as is now, I would encourage all your listeners to write letters to their senators or representatives to encourage it. I know talking with each of them, I know they've talked to the president's office, encourage them, given them the statistics. And, I know down in Texas, I actually want to email the emergency manager down there because, it is devastating, especially with the girls' camp and all the people that are actually still missing and what he's going through. I want to just give him my encouragement and thoughts and prayers for, you know, because it has to be devastating for, you know, our nine losses to me was tragic, but he's dealing with a lot more. So I pray for those first responders and those emergency management people in Texas, because they have quite the work to do.
Indeed. So, Lou, as of this morning, to the best of your knowledge, still no major disaster declaration by the feds. Is that right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. And like I said, I'm going to try to get an update. And if I get anything, I'll certainly pass it on to you so you can pass it on to your listeners. But we're still hoping and praying that we'll get that soon.
All right. Could you do that? When do you think you'll be talking with the governor's office, with Morrissey?
Probably by 9 this morning. Right? So, well, I'll try to get talk to my contact with him just to see. And if I can get it before 9, I'll give you a call.
Right, or just text me. Either way would either way would be fine. We want to get that information, because why not us? That's the thing that I don't understand. Why not us? I certainly understand the tragedy in Texas. It is heartbreaking, no question. But why not us? Why do we have to fill out forms and surveys and everything else? We're there in Texas. They got it almost immediately, as they should have. But we should have gotten it, too. So whatever I can do to help, look, I'm just a guy talking into a microphone. And that's all that is. But whatever I can do to help, Lou, please let me know to light a fire under somebody's ass, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, now, Lou, is there, and before we turn you loose, is there anything that you need from our listeners here on Big Willie 105.5, our other great radio stations? Is there anything we can do to help? Anything at all that you need?
No, I mean, we're still, like I said, we're still trying to help all the people still involved with this. There's still donations coming in from different organizations throughout the country. Anything we could do, you know, to lessen the financial burden they're having. And I just think just keep all of us, especially those involved, in your thoughts and prayers. And like I said, if contact your senators and your representatives and just encourage them that we need that declaration.
Absolutely. If people want more information, Lou, what is the one phone number they can call to reach you or your people?
304-234-3756.
Once again, that phone number is?
304-234-3756. That's the emergency management office. We're in and out a lot of times, but if you have to leave a voicemail, that's on my phone, and I get an email, that, and I listen to it, and I do my best to get, you know, respond to every one of them.
Indeed, you do. Lou Vargo, thank you so very much. We appreciate it greatly. Again, whatever we can do to help, just ask. We're all in. You know that. And please stay in touch, and you have a great day, sir. And thank you again for your service. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Lou Vargo, one of the really, 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 really good guys, director of Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency. Later on this morning, Rob Sproul is going to be here. It'll be the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
They have this strange policy, strange to me, about mass gatherings and the do's and don'ts and what the hell caused all of this. So we'll be talking with him about all that. But first, here in studio, a vision of loveliness. You really dressed up for me here. Let me move this microphone over here, right to you. Let me move my camera, my state-of-the-art. did you just cough on the air? Did
yes,
you just clear
I
your
did.
Throat? Carly, Jesus. Citizen journalist Carly Dittmar is here again. She is we should give you a special name, the Fulton Flash or something like that.
I call myself the Fulton Mayor, the Mayor of Fulton.
Okay, this is something classier because you're a citizen journalist. You're out there. You're putting all the reporters to shame. You really are, because you are out there with your camera documenting everything, posting everything. You are truly a citizen journalist, and you look great. Thank you for dressing up for me today. I appreciate it greatly. Before we get started with the homeless and your revelations, the latest stuff you discovered, how is your health? Everything going okay?
I had a shoulder replacement, and I'm all steel now. I'm ready to go.
Oh, you are? So, Carly, what? Tell the listeners. Give us an overview first of the situation with the homeless encampment. And isn't it amazing that they were not affected by the flash flood?
Yes,
I was stunned. I mean, delighted, of course. I mean, of course.
Of course, they may have been affected by the rising waters and what comes out of that water.
Ah, but at least nothing. I mean,
right,
the tragedy
exactly.
could have been a million times.
Well, I didn't get it. Fulton's always flooded.
Yes. The damnedest thing.
We were so lucky.
Yeah.
I was sweating bullets.
So tell me about first the encampment. How big is it now? Where is it located? So our listeners can get up to speed here with you.
It's still at, now this is the designated camp. You
right.
got to realize they're all over the place. Oh, yes. Behind the Nelson Jordan Center, behind the Head Start up in North Park.
Yeah, I thought they were supposed to have just one now because it's an encampment.
Exactly.
You mean they lied to us again?
Well, people who live in these areas see them. If you don't go out and about, you know, this is what I don't understand. I sent those last pictures to a person that is pretty high up in the city county building, mm-hmm. and they said to me, what are those pictures of?
You got to be kidding me. They don't even know their own homeless camp or the other encampments? They have no idea?
No.
He wasn't playing dumb. He actually did not know.
No, he really did not know.
So who was this?
Anyway.
I'm just trying to get you in trouble.
I know.
It'll make for a better interview.
I know. No, that's okay.
Dang.
You keep
dang.
Trying, but it's
dang.
Not going to work.
Dang.
I'm prepared.
All right. Top floor. Who's on the top floor? Him. Oh, my
no,
goodness.
No, I didn't say the top floor. Yeah, no, you're putting words in my mouth.
All right. So when
anyway, on yes. No King's Day, I went down there. And isn't it amazing that this is the second time that I posted pictures and all this stir? All this backlash. And this woman said...
Okay, before we get... Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
Don't get beyond our skis here. So when did you go and what did you see and what did you photograph?
I had a friend with me. We were at the No Kings protest. She said, you've got to show me this homeless camp that
okay.
everybody's talking about.
And the No Kings protest, was that on Independence Day? Or is that before?
No, it was before.
Before that. Is that for the characters around McDonald's
and
the same old,
yes.
same old, same old.
And
same
on
old.
The island,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
right.
All right, so then you went from there where now?
So we went from there to the homeless camp.
Yeah.
And
where's the homeless camp now?
Okay, it's in Fulton.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old Custer's dog pound. And it is next to the peninsula, which we call the Blonox Cemetery.
Okay.
There's a big open field, so you can't really see it from the road. People can see it from the interstate, and you're starting to see now just little tops of the tents, but you have to go clear in the back, clear
okay.
in the back.
All right. How big is this, by the way?
Oh, golly. It's like if you look at that field where they dump the trash during the day and then pick it up, it's pretty large, Dimitri. It's pretty large, and it's expanding every day.
Is it as big as the Kroger parking lot?
Almost.
Wow.
Yeah, it's big.
Jeez. Okay. So how many people do you think are there now?
You can't tell. The whole lot is full of tents. So you know that, you know, there are people there. And they've got some of them are decorated with, you know, whatever they pick up off the street. Like I saw, it looked like people's yard or porch plants, and there was one wicker chair there, and
good Lord.
Yeah, it's whatever they can pick up.
Okay. And you were there taking pictures?
Yes.
Are you allowed to do that?
It's private, or it's public property.
Public property.
Now, I understand somebody doesn't want me there anymore, and so I talked to an attorney that said, I'm sorry, that's public property.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So you were there. And when you're there with your, you use your iPhone or with your...
Yes, my
okay.
phone right
by
here.
By the way, you need a new cover.
Oh, we discussed that. I'm getting...
Oh,
remember,
my.
I haven't been able to drive until last week.
Well, you know, you got it for our friends, for our Facebook friends. Look,
oh,
how horrible this is. Look at this. This is unbelievable. Come on, you can do... You're a citizen journalist. You can't be walking around with a phone like this.
That's why it looks like that.
Jeez Louise. So when they see when they see you walking around,
mm-hmm.
do they consider you the enemy?
No. As a matter of fact, this last group was the only time I had an issue.
I want to talk with you about that issue. We got a short break coming up, but this woman is a citizen journalist in the best sense of the word. I call her the
We need to give you a better name. The Fulton Flash.
Not the Fulton Flash here. Just the Fulton Flash.
The Flash. Get your mind out of the gutter. My God, woman, what is wrong? Jeez, what is wrong with you? Oh, God. The Fulton Flash. Anyway, citizen journalist Carly Dittmar, and the pictures that she has taken are amazing, but more importantly is the information that she got from these people that, and then the reactions that she got and really did not get from the local government, from the city of Wheeling. So we've got all that and so much more. And again, as of this morning, as of a few minutes ago, if you've just joined us, you missed an incredible interview with Lou Vargo, Director of Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. We still do not have a major disaster declaration, and it's been weeks now. Weeks, nine people have lost their lives. The devastation is unbelievable, and still no major disaster declaration. Texas got it. Why not us?